98.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Governor Greg Abbott was in Cyprus today, where he was protested by a small group of Cyprus Tomball Democrats who believe he's there to endorse conservative candidates for the Cyprus Fairbanks ISD School Board. Three seats are up for election. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
When I talk to them, they're deeply concerned about the direction their school board is headed. It's held a conservative majority 6-1 for the last few years and has gotten the chance to implement a number of far-right policies. The protesters talked to me about concerns about book banning, concerns about librarians in the district, concerns about some of the elective courses that have been added. And they believe Abbott's down here to endorse the far-right slate. So they're here protesting and also campaigning for their Democratic candidates.
That's News 88.7's Bianca Seward reporting. Houston city leaders gave a tour Monday of a planned facility that could be used to serve as a homeless resource center on the city's East End. Mike Nichols is the director of the city's Housing and Community Development Department.
The reason we moved quickly on this facility is because we're able to move into it. And it is in move-in condition. And that's why we want to do it. We think we can be opened up clearly in the first quarter. We think we can have an outstanding operator.
Public Safety and Homeland Security Director Larry Satterwhite said the new facility could position Houston to become the first major city in the U.S. to solve homelessness. City Council members will vote on buying the $16 million building Wednesday. In sports, basketball tips off tonight with the Rockets taking on the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Game time is at 6:30. Your look at weather, chance of showers and thunderstorms into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 67. Right now, partly cloudy and 92 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from the